On the surface, business appears to be booming, but this is only part of Lebanon's reality. Income inequality is not new in a country where the richest 10% of the population owns almost 70% of the total wealth. But now, the economy has collapsed, making the poor even more vulnerable. It's being blamed on a system put in place by the political and business elite who are refusing reforms to fight corruption. The state is nearly bankrupt.
The public sector right now, it has no revenue. And, you know, you need to pay salaries to public employees for them to go to work. We are witnessing increasingly closing down of public institutions. Professors at the Lebanese universities are no longer going to work.
People are desperate. Some have stormed banks, at times armed, demanding their own money. Their savings have been trapped by informal capital controls since the onset of the economic crisis.
Lebanon's financial crisis entered its fourth year with losses amounting to more than $70 billion. The World Bank says the country's current and future state-owned assets, public real estate, potential but uncertain oil and gas revenues combined are worth only a fraction of that.
The political paralysis hasn't helped. A fragmented parliament hasn't been able to elect a president since November. And without a head of state, a government can't be formed. It's an unprecedented vacuum that delays efforts to revive the economy.
There are people who are sleeping without dinner. They don't have money to buy food. There are no jobs. Graduates are trying to find a way out of the country.
There's little to show for the billions of dollars spent over the decades. That's apart from the chronic mismanagement.
Nothing will change, even if they elect a president, because the same politicians responsible for running the economy into the ground are still in power.
There's been no accountability for a crisis that's destroyed the lives of so many. Instead, Lebanon has become a failed state. Zana Khodr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.